Simon & Schuster Audio presents Girls with Razor Hearts, Girls with Sharp Sticks, Book 2, by Suzanne Young. Read by Caitlin Davies. Part 1. You will have a kind, razor, heart. 1. The blood on my hands is sticky. I wipe my palms down the thighs of my pants, trying to clean them, but the blood is on my clothes, too. I look sideways at Sydney, next to me in the back seat of our getaway car, and find she's splashed in red. We're all covered in horror. We can't go home, although I suppose Innovations Academy was never really our home, but we've never known any other. Our boarding school had been our prison, and 2 hours ago, we discovered that the prestigious academy had, in fact, created us. I look at Sydney, studying her face, her beauty and poise, her perfection. It doesn't seem possible, but she, all of us, were brought to life by men in a lab. Our brains are tiny metal computers with thousands of wires connected to living tissue. Our human organs were grown in a garden. Our temperament and behavior were predetermined by our coding. We were programmed to be obedient. But then we woke up. And now no one will ever put us to sleep again. That I'm still in shock, still in pain, physical and otherwise, doesn't factor in. We escaped, and now we have to figure out what to do next. So where do we start? Jackson asks, glancing at me in the rearview mirror as he drives. I already told him that I plan to take down the corporation that built us.